So the way we can do open Q&A is that you have access to be able to open your own line. So you can go to your name and then click on where it says unmute, and you can unmute yourself and we can chat. You can ask a question. The other way you can do it is to put it in the chat. I just have to find the chat again and open it. I'm going to stop the share. And there we go. And I'm going to open up the chat. And there's the chat. Okay, so I've got you guys and I've got your chat. And I'm going to make this bigger. Okay. All right. Any questions, comments? Exit full screen. I don't like full screen. There we go. Anybody? No? You guys are good? Let's see.
There was a question about how long do they have to complete certification?
Okay, so we're going to have an application that you'll apply for certification when you're ready. And then once you apply, you get it done. We don't really have a timeline. I don't think we established.
Can I speak a little bit to that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's either myself and or Jan that will listen to the recordings and review your case write-ups and any other pieces that you've turned in. So I usually.
Whoops, you're beeping out.
You submitted. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay. All right. So it's either myself or Jan that goes to listens to the recordings and reviews your case write-ups. And so we need a couple of weeks for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're asking how long. I guess I misunderstood the question, or you did. Because I understood the question to be, how long do they have before they can, you know, submit and get their certification done? And you're saying once they submit it, once you submit it, then it takes us, you know, I would say give it at least a month on our end before we go through everything and, you know, determine, and then we may have to reach out to you and talk to you.
I think part of that question too is, you know, do they have it done within a year, 6 months? Is there a deadline for that?
Yes. So here's the deal. In order to get the certification, there was a particular period in time when we offered as a special bonus that people would just, there's no fee and you get your certification plus a year of certification. There's going to be a renewal each year and you'll have to do a small continuing ed. For me to keep my licenses, I have to do huge continuing eds. It's going to be a small continuing ed, and we're going to provide you the ability to get that. And we don't have all the details laid out of the continuing ongoing situation. But as far as how long after you've completed the program, is that what the question is? How long after you've completed the program before you can apply at any time. And there's going to be an application process. You fill out an application and say, hey, I'm ready to apply for certification. Okay, and there will be a small fee associated with that unless you are one of the people that got in at the beginning. And we'll make sure that that's really clear. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's when I've talked to people in the past. It's like, let's say they signed up in September. Do they have to have, their common question is, do I have to have it done within a certain period of time?
No.
Right.
No, absolutely not. If you want to get more experience and do it, that's fine. We don't mind. The reason people ask, well, why do you charge a certification fee? We charged you a fee for this program, which covers our expenses for doing the program. There's a whole lot of work that has to go on behind the scenes with, like Lynn said, Jan and Lynn, one or the other, are going to be reviewing your cases. And that's hours worth of their time spent reviewing your stuff to make sure that it's up to speed. And then there's my time for them to review it with me. So that's something that does have an extra fee if you want to get certified, which is true of any certification program you go through. You pay a fee, like the American Association of Drugless Practitioners, who we're certified through. Once you pass through this, you can actually get listed there, but you have to pay them a fee in order to do that. Okay. All right. Anything else? Everybody's saying it was helpful. It definitely is all recorded. Let's see. Somebody asked if they could use their own. Janine says, do we submit as we complete them or all at once? You can do it either way. I think once you've said, hey, I'm going to be doing the certification, you have to have filled out your form that you're going to do it. And then as you complete them, you can send them in. Actually, it's easier. And Lynn, you can address that as well. Which way is easier?
It is easier at all at once. But what I generally do is make a folder for you so that everything will go in. But, and yeah, Dean wanted to know, can I use myself my own as a case study? Can.
Yeah.
When you do recording, just go through the questions. Or
not the recording. No, you can't use your recording as a case study. You can't record yourself. You have to actually show me that you know how to interact with people. But as the case study, the one that you're guiding through the whole program, you can do it because you could say, session one, I did this, session two. I'd rather you don't use yourself as your case study, though. I'd rather you use somebody else. I don't think you're going to learn as much if you use yourself.
At the same time, if you take yourself through Grand, you do learn things, but as far as the case studies, if getting this certification is something that you want so you can work with others, having that experience actually connecting and working with others.
The written case study can be. The written case study where you just write up, 48-year-old female presents with blah, blah, blah. Yes, that can be yourself. But as far as the auditory ones, no, that can't be. It has to be somebody else. Absolutely. You all have mothers, fathers, friends, maybe not mothers and fathers. I don't have any living, but kids, friends, cousins, aunts, coworkers, et cetera, that you can take somebody through. It doesn't have to be a real client. It could be somebody that you're just there just doing it for you, but you have to show me that you know how to establish rapport and ask the right questions and go through the process. As far as the written is concerned, one of the writtens can be you. Absolutely. Because there's two writtens. One of the writtens can be you. Absolutely. Okay.
And then when do we have to use the promo grand program we received with CMDS?
Oh, some of you didn't do it yet. That's a good question. I don't think we have a time limit on that either, do we?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Yeah. I mean, I recommend that you, once you get comfortable with the program and you get through CMDS, some people wanted to do it as they went along because as they were learning, they'd be applying, learning, applying. And I know a bunch of people did do that and signed up a client. But no, or you can sign up yourself to go through it. So either way. But yeah, no, it doesn't have, there's no time limit. And, the sooner the better, obviously, but you want to get through far enough through that you understand, you feel like you're confident.
Right.
Yeah, do it, Janine. Start with yourself and write it all up. That would be great.
Yep. And the thing that I wanted to say too, especially with the audio that you turn in, it doesn't have to be the whole case from beginning to end. This is, again, just so we see how you interact with people, basically your bedside manner.
Your bedside manner, yeah. And that's why I said 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's just 20 minutes. And we know you're not going to get everything done in 20 minutes, but we get a sense of your interaction.
Yep. Yep. And you can just, if you ask permission and they let you record, if you're doing it on Skype or Zoom or whatever, you can start the recorder and then just stop it at some point. Or you can just record the whole thing and then you can listen back. Highly recommend that you record the whole thing and use it as an educational tool for yourself because you can listen back and say, ooh, I could have done that better. Ooh, I did a great job there. And it's a great learning opportunity. I know somebody recently, she did 20 strategy sessions with people. She offered them to her people, in her area and her community, and she got 20 people. She recorded them, and then she listened back to see where she could do better, which I think is a great learning tool.
I also learned from them. As I listen, I'm like, wow, I really like the way they said that, or that was a good idea. Mm-hmm. And so, thank you. You're teaching me at the same time.
Yeah, it's true. And it's just really important that you learn. And for a lot, it's the confidence of, oh, I don't know enough. Do I know enough? What are they thinking? Are they going to still like me, et cetera? And the more you do it, the better you get with it. And if you can listen back over yourself, you're going to feel good. You might record, maybe you're going to record 10 or 20 of them before you decide you're going to submit it. Right? If you're one of these perfectionistic types that has to get it all right. But how, well, think about how much learning you're going to do with that. I didn't get this comfortable with this material overnight. I've been doing this for 25 years and then, you know, another 5 to 8 years before that as I tried to struggle, well, as I was in school. So really I've been doing it for almost 30 years. And then before that I was just doing it on my own because in school we had to do a lot of case studies and clinicals and stuff. I had to do 200 hours of clinicals. That's a lot more than 220 minutes in a couple of write-ups. So it's just really because the more I did it, the more comfortable I felt getting out there and actually using it, using the materials, using a new approach. Even our medical doctors who have been in clinical practice for many years and in fact sometimes decades, they find it so practical to do it because it's a different approach. It's a different way of doing it. They're not looking for the box to put somebody in and then the Band-Aid to slap on top of them. They're actually looking for root cause, and it takes some practice. So, yeah, just the more practice you get, the better. And write it up on yourself. Yeah, I'd love it. Actually, one of them on yourself, one of the written write-ups, would be great because you have all the answers. You know, you can go, okay, if you do that one first before you do the other person, then you have a sense of what you're looking for. But a lot of times we don't see what we don't see in ourselves. But you saw what I did today, right? I went through the cases and it was like, okay, what more do you need? I have a good diet. Oh, move on, right? No. I have good bowels. Okay, move on, right? No. How many bowel movements a day? What's the consistency? Do the Bristol scale. You know, there's just so much to know and do. And as you do it, more and more things will filter up to have you see what the root causes and what you can be, what the next steps are. Okay? Thank you. Anybody else? I don't know if I see anything else.
Just lots of people saying how much they really enjoyed this, doing this. Paula had asked about what about recording, how to record it. I know many people just use their phones.
Yeah, you can just use your phone. If you do it on Zoom, you can do it on Zoom. Yeah. Absolutely.
And just Google free recording.
Yeah, and the other thing you can do is you can actually, if you're doing phone conversation, if you're doing it in person with them, just do it with your phone. That's easy, right? If you're doing it on the phone with them, then get in the habit of using a teleconference line with them. That way, you know, you're not necessarily giving out your private cell phone number to everybody and their brother. Maybe fine at the beginning when the people you're working on are just private personal referrals, but you may just want to have a conference line to do it that way. And there's a lot of free ones. And you just give them that phone number. You dial in and then you hit the record button. And you got to let them know it's recorded.
I think there's something too.
What's that?
There's something I think called free conference call recording.
Yeah, so exactly.
I think there's
a couple of them. Free conference pro, key
conference call recording.
So. Exactly. Right. Exactly. There is. Absolutely. The other piece is that I actually, you know, and my colleagues think I'm nuts for this, but I actually do record my sessions with people. And in my VIP clients, I offer that as a bonus that they get a recording. That way they can hear what we talked about. They can play it. And some of them say they play it over and over again. They play it when they're at the gym. They play it when they're cooking. They play it over and over again. So, because they like to hear it and they're going to miss stuff. And I especially tell them the reason I like to record the session with them is not so much that they can hear me telling them stuff, is that they can actually hear back some of the insights that they gain as we converse. Because I may ask them a question and they start talking about, you know, some deep inner block that they had not realized, and they're not going to be taking notes while they're digging deep into their emotions, and I'm not taking notes on that right then. I may jot a few things, but for them to be able to hear it back is amazing. So if you just get in the habit of doing your calls in a way that they can be recorded, can be really, really helpful. And you just have to be careful that at the beginning that you're saying and you're reiterating maybe at the end, that this is not meant as medical advice, that this is a educational session where we're going to help you to unblock and get rid of the imbalances that could be leading to your health compromises. And just make sure that you have that recorded in there. And I personally am not too paranoid. You may check your legal in your state to make sure that you're within bounds, but that's basically what I do. All right, I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for being here. I am going to unmute you all, so if you have a lot of noise in your background, be aware. If you're yelling at your kid, mute yourself. But I want us to hear each other's voices and say goodbye. And if you want to undo your what do you call it? Your camera, if you want to do that, you can do it as well. So I'm going to unmute. And give me a second. I'm going to start my video too. And audio settings. Okay. Start video. There we go. Unmute. I just saw somebody was actually, all my things are unmuted. Bye. I don't know if I'm there, but I just unmuted myself.
Hello.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Talk soon. Bye.
Great seeing everybody's faces.
I'm not seeing them. I'm just seeing names. That's terrible.
This is wonderful.
Mine just is not showing pictures.
Oh, well.
I saw one and then they went away. That's weird.
I think people suddenly got camera shy.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. You know, if you're sitting in your pajamas. I actually got dressed today, so in case I open up. Oh, Jean, yay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.